In this episode, we're going to catch up with one of our students. This is a really typical journey. So one thing to be aware of in property is that you don't have to hit it out of the park. You don't actually have to be extraordinary. All you have to do is do something, pull the trigger. Because when we're talking about property, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Even a small profit on a property deal worth five figures is still impressive and more than many people earn in a year. So let's connect with Nada, one of our students who just followed the process, got in the game, and now is gearing up to play a much bigger game. Nada, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me here today with you to share my experience.
Nada, tell us a bit about your experience, but let's rewind a bit. What made you resonate with property and take on a challenge like this with the deal you're doing?
Okay, I've always actually been interested in property, and a few years ago, my partner Greg actually showed me a video of you talking about distressed properties and how to protect your own personal assets, and that kind of was my funnel into learning all about yourself and your company. Which I immediately resonated with. And more recently, I attended the Splitter Block workshop. And that resonates with me a lot because Greg and I move around all the time. We're not in one place. We're up and down the coast. And part of not launching yet was looking for how do we do this? Because it's not like we can be a single suburb area expert. We don't live in a single suburb. We move around. Splitter Blocks, we went, this is something we can do remotely and while we're on the go. So after that, I then started doing the funnel, working the funnel. And I must say, I'm probably the north to Greg's west and he's the west to my north. So I go through that and working through the funnel, I picked up straight away like spidey senses on two deals, which weren't Splitter Blocks per se, but both had pre-approval for subdivision. So it's a similar nature. And so I contacted the office and spoke to Alistair and said, hey, I think I've got two potential deals. I'm learning on the go. It's a baptism by fire, but please, can someone look at this and say, yes, this is worth pursuing and working down and drilling down more and more, or no, move on, because I'm happy to go, let go, move on. And so during that process, those two deals, I kept working them. Both went to auction last Thursday. One was passed in way above my budget, and so I let that one go completely. The other one, which I was keen on securing if possible, I did put a low bid in, and then following that there were several days of negotiations at bidding auction terms, and that's the one that came through.
And I think, Nada, it was well below what you were willing to pay or bid up to at auction, is that right?
Well, I don't know what you would consider well below. My budget was 1 million, that was my maximum, and I secured it at 980. Their reserve was 1.1. So in there was a lot of negotiating to get them to come down from their reserve to achieve the 980.
Well,
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. That increases the projected net profit quite substantially.
Yeah, extra 20. You can't complain about that. Do you know their circumstances and why they were selling it with the DA and they were motivated?
Yes, because they're building a new home on the coast. So they obviously need to free up some more finances for building their new home. And I understand they would have a budget, and I'm also looking at the market and talking to the agent, also putting forward to him, it's a changing market, interest rates are going up, time in the market, it's not a deal that I can afford to do and build on. So I'm purely looking at knocking down the existing home and on selling two lots as quickly as possible. So it's a 90-day project.
Wow, okay. So you've already got the DA. You're just going to see it through to fruition.
That's right.
And how much is, let's talk through some numbers. So you got it for 980. What are you going to spend in stamp duty and knocking down the house, and what's it going to cost you?
Okay, so the stamp duty is approximately almost $40,000. The demolition sits at about, I've allowed 25. So the total cost, let me bring up my little sheet. So I'm learning on the fly. So the numbers for me, it's a new game. Okay, so the total purchase price sits at $1.044 million. And then the total net profit is 18.2%, and that's $189K. Does that help?
Not bad for 90 days, Nada. And people are wanting to buy land in the area?
Yes, there is actually a subdivision not that far away, but it is further outside of town. And the actual two blocks are only 250 metres to the main street. So it's a very popular area. In my budget as well, I've picked the lower amount that the agent suggested for selling the blocks. So I'm being very conservative. If we can go over that, fantastic. That's just more gravy.
Just one last question from me is, how did you decide on the area where you were going to start building your funnel and looking?
Because we will be moving to the south coast of New South Wales ourselves, and we travel the south coast a lot, and we've been watching the market over the last few years. And again, it's just with the whole splitter block idea helped me move mentally to go, I can do this while we're moving, because that's what I needed to be able to do. So familiarity with the area is already there. We love Milton. Milton is where the property is. And it's a very go-to spot. It's a very trendy little spot, much loved by so many people. It's very iconic. So that encouraged me when I saw Milton and the surrounding area. I'm like, ooh, that's a good little deal. The number of times I've driven through and go, I'd love to get something in Milton. And here we are.
And what about funding? How did you handle that?
So funding, I'm going through Kevin. And with his master guidance, because I'm like, what do I do? And because he's the numbers man, right? So it's like he tells me what he needs. I'm helping to put that all together. And then I had pre-approval. And also, Dawn, one of the things I heard you mention at a seminar quite some time back, but it came through so handy, is deposit bonds. So the deposit bond helped me to be ready quickly to go to auction and to supplement financing the deal.
So you got a flexi bond.
Yes, I did. It's fantastic. I'm just about, after I speak to you, I'm going on to complete that right now.
Oh, well done. Well, love everything you've done, Nada. Love your work. And, yeah, just really teachable. And the Northwest, I think, helps the pair of you, because North West does the follow through and the detail. But you you took massive imperfect action, like going to the auction the day before, just pushing, hustling. So congratulations.
Well deserved.
And we'll watch this space. Hope that we can one day have a longer journey and do a lot more.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that, and very much appreciate everything that you share and teach us, Dawn. It's seeing it come to fruition is just fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nada, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you too, Dawn. Have a great day.
So there you have it. That's the beauty of a run-of-the-mill property deal. Nothing is run-of-the-mill, really, but when you're talking the number of zeros involved in the Australian property market, then gains add up pretty quickly. All you have to do is take that first step. You don't have to hit it out of the park. You don't have to be building multi-million dollar developments. You start small, consolidate, grow, and pretty soon you're up there in the big leagues.